This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. Well, you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
I want to call your attention to 1 Peter 5. Six, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Care casting. Will you bow your heads with us? Father, I stretch, we stretch our hands unto thee. No other help we know. If thou withdraw thyself from us, oh, whither shall we go? Through many dangers, toils and snares, we have already come. And Lord God, we come before you this morning saying thank you once again for allowing us to be able to sing your praises, to lift our voices, that we might leave this place, that we might be able to say it was good for us to fellowship one with another. Father God, I pray right now that you remove doubt out of our hearts and help us to see clearly your hand helping us as we live this life. Touch us, Lord, for we need a touch from the Master's hand, because we understand, Lord God, if you touch us, things can be turned around. If you touch us, Lord God, we can make it through another day. If you touch us, Father God, we know that everything will turn out all right. And so, Father God, I pray right now that you remove Matthew Browning and allow your preacher to come forth. We thank you. And we praise you. And we glorify your name. In the name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen. Care casting. There's something that all of us have in common here today, that all of us have cares in one area of life or another. Even children know that there are some cares that they are faced with. God is to be feared, for he resists and stands opposed to the proud. The very thing we do not want to be is prideful. The only way to escape the judgment of God's hand is to be humble or to humble ourselves. Amen. See, when we get to the point where we think that we don't need anybody else, nobody to help us, nobody to give us a hand, we begin to depend on our own strength. But I got news to tell you this afternoon. You need the Lord in all that you do. I wish I had a witness somewhere that you need the Lord. And he says, humble yourselves, therefore, under. That means to get low so you can go high. And the reason why sometimes we don't go very high is because we're not willing to go low. And then we got to understand that God's hand, is there for various reasons. If we stand up to his hand, we shall be struck down. But if we humble ourselves under his hand, we shall be protected and lifted up, exalted forever and ever. The picture of God's mighty hand is a different picture for the proud and the humble. To the humble, God's mighty hand means strength and power. To the proud, God's mighty hand means strength and power. But to the humble, it means that God will strengthen you when you're weak. I don't know about anybody else in here, but the cares of this life will weaken you down. Cares will wake you up in the midnight hours. Cares will ride with you on your way to work. Cares will come right into the church with you. Cares will make you stop reading your Bibles. Cares will bring you down. Cares will make you close the door of, I don't understand what's going on in my life. But if you just trust God. Am I talking to anybody this morning? That there are some cares in your life right now. That if you didn't have those cares, then you think that everything will be all right. But I'm here to tell you this afternoon that if you got one care taken care of, and if you wake up tomorrow morning, there's going to be some more cares. But aren't you glad that we serve an awesome God the way we do? Who knows that not only cares are cares, but cares are anxieties. There are many people now that say they have anxiety attacks. That's when they begin to sweat and they begin to sit there and they begin to shake nervously because of all the things that is coming in on you. But when you know Jesus, I wish I was talking to somebody in here today. When you know Jesus, that Jesus will come to your beck and call. Don't it help you to make it through another day when you know the Lord? But he said, listen, what you got to do is you got to humble yourself. You can't be too high, high and mighty, but you got to come down off your high horse and say, Lord, I don't know about anybody else in here, but Lord, I need you. Isn't that right? Yeah, that's what I got to do when I need the Lord. I got to call on him. See, when you're too high, you think you're doing it all yourself. But if you live long enough, you'll remember, that you're not doing anything by yourself. That it's God that woke you up this morning. I wish I had somebody in here and started you on your way. And amen, that you're thankful that you're able to put one foot in front of the other. And you know that you ain't doing it by yourself. See, when you're young, you think you're doing it all by yourself. But when you get a little older, you realize that it's God that woke you up this morning. And God that's been able to bless you to put your hand over your head. God that put praise in your mouth. It's God that put food on the table. But there's some cares. He said, humble yourselves. When you understand what God means when he says humble, you understand God has sovereign control. You realize that everything that happened to you, God is able to control it. that whenever you encounter trouble in your life, yeah, God is able to handle anything that come upon your life. I wish I had some witnesses in here. That if you lose your job, God is able to create another job. I'm glad that I serve a God and you serve a God that can create something out of nothing. Y'all didn't hear me, did you? See, listen, God don't have to have your money to give you money. He can just create money. You don't hear me. Isn't that right? Yeah. The economy don't have to be booming for God to give you a job. God will create a job. I wish I had some witnesses in here. Isn't that right? Listen, you don't have to have medicine. It's good to have and you ought to take it, but God is medicine all by himself. I wish I had somebody in here. I wish I had that woman that had an issue of blood to say, yeah, I went to every doctor that I could, but when I touched anybody in here, when I reached out and touched the hem of his garment, yeah, he made me whole. Anybody in here that didn't know how you were going to make it, but you just got down on your knees and said, Lord, make a way out of no way, and then God do it for you. You'll sit here today because what God did for you on yesterday. I wish I had one or two people in here that will raise their hand and say, yeah, I've been out there, Reb. Oh yeah, God is in control. And not only that, God's mighty hand is a hand of salvation. Amen. It's a hand of salvation. Yeah, aren't you glad that you're saved this morning? I don't know about anybody else. But you know, I can't depend on myself. You can't always depend on your family. You may not always be able to depend on the economy, but you can always, yeah, you can finish it, can't you? Depend, yeah, on God. I used to hear the old folks, Deacon Wells, say, if I don't wake up, if I don't wake up in the morning, I wish I had somebody in here. If I don't wake up in the morning, it's all right, because I know that God, salvation, and what I like about it is that salvation, is not free, but it costs some. But anybody that want to be saved, all they need to do is call on the name of Jesus. And that's right, because there coming a day when your money won't help you, where your house won't protect you, where your job won't provide for you. But God, I wish I had somebody in here. I say, but God will protect you. God will provide for you. God will bring you out. Anybody in a situation where care is all over you right now. But here, he said, but in due, that he may exalt you, lift you up, in due time or the season. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you get in trouble is when you start looking at somebody else's season and you start comparing it to your season. Your season is not like my season, but God take care of all the seasons. And so if you see somebody getting up, don't feel bad. You ought to say, thank you, Jesus. But I know my season is right around the corner. I wish I had somebody in here. Now some of you have gotten into your season, but then there are some of you that are waiting in your season. You're waiting and you get tired sometimes. But I heard the psalmist say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen. Isn't that right? Because sometimes waiting will make you discouraged. But I'm here to tell you, he said, I strengthen your heart. And when he strengthens your heart, you'll feel like getting up in the morning. He'll put a pep in your step. He'll put a song in your mouth. He'll put clapping in your thing. I wish I had one person to say, yeah, he did me like that. Somebody in here knows what I'm talking about. Says, what I want you to do, stop trying to hang on to stuff. Huh? Stop trying to carry the load all by yourself. Stop trying to look good all by yourself. The only reason why you looking good, it because God is good. Huh? And you know the reason why you're here this morning, it because God still loves you. He said in the word, if any man come unto me, he said, I will in no wise cast him out. I don't care whatever you bring to the Lord will open up the door and welcome you on back in. I wish I had somebody in here. I don't care what they say about you. I don't care what they do to you. God says, my doors hang on mercy hinges. And mercy, anybody need some mercy this morning? Mercy woke me up this morning. Mercy started me on my way. Anybody in here say yeah? Say thank you, Lord, for your mercy. But listen here. He said, cast. You know, when I read this scripture, he said, cast. That means literally to throw at. Don't you have some stuff in your life that you wish you can just throw away? Don't you have some trials in your life that you wish you could just get rid of? And that's exactly what this verse of scripture is saying. He's saying, whatever you got, you need to give it to me because it's too heavy for you to carry it. Isn't that right? Haven't there been times in your life where you tried to carry the load of your family and the Lord said, give it to me, I'll handle it. Even there have been times in your life where you tried to carry the load, of the economic pressure that was on you. And the Lord said, just give it to me. Isn't it right? Anybody in here this morning got anything you need to give to the Lord? Well, I look at football every once in a while. And on the football game, you got to have a good quarterback, but you got to have a good receiver. I wish I had somebody in here know where I'm going. Yeah, and that quarterback can throw all day long, and if the receiver misses it, good God almighty, we'll start talking about how bad the quarterback is. In order to have a good game, you got to have a good receiver. What the Lord is saying to me, you play the quarterback down here, and I'm going to be the receiver. And everything you throw at me, I'll catch it. Anybody in here, if you throw sickness at me, I'll catch it. If you throw problem with your money, I'll catch it. If you throw problems with your family, I'll catch it. If you throw, you're down and have a bad problem, I'll catch it. Anybody in here, I want the Lord to be my receiver, because everything that I throw at him, anybody in here, say yeah. How many of you got
something right now that you need to throw at the Lord, you ought to take it in your hand and say, Lord, here it is, Lord, and I'm gonna throw it at you. I wish I had somebody in here. Somebody said, that's crazy. No, it ain't. You ought to get up and say, Lord, whatever it is, get it ready, y'all. Get it ready. You got it in your hand, don't you? You ought to stand back and say, Lord, here it is. I'm throwing it to you, Lord. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. I'm throwing depression at you. I'm throwing unemployment at you. I'm throwing family at you. Get it ready, y'all. Say yeah. Here it is, Lord. I'm throwing it at you.
I got to go now. Y'all come back next week for the rest of it. Yeah, 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 yeah. How y'all feel all right now? You done got rid of it, hadn't you? He said, give it to me. Say, Lord, I'm going to give it to you. Here it is. This how I look. And one thing about it, the Lord will never throw it back at you. Watch this. Your friends are throwing back at you. Come on here, somebody. You thought they were your best friend, and you throwed it at them, and they throwed it right back at you. Ain't that right? Because you didn't tell that person, you told that person. But when you start talking to that person, you found out they told everything that you told them. But I dare you to trust God. I dare you to give it to Jesus. I dare you to say, here it is, Lord. I know it looks ugly, but here it is. Throw it at him, y'all. I don't care how foolish you look. Amen. Take that real problem in your hand and say, Lord, there it is. Amen. And the Lord will bless us. Anybody got some cares they need to cast? I don't know anybody that ever called my phone and said, all the cares you got, I want you to give it to me. But what did Jesus say? Every one of them that you got, he said, pass it to me. I promise you, I'll catch it. And when I catch it, I ain't going to throw it back at you. I ain't going to bring it up on you no more. He said, what I'll do is put it into the sea of forgiveness so it don't rise up on you no more. I wish I had a witness. And he said, I'll supply your every need according to my riches in glory. All you got to do is give it to me. Give it to me. And when the devil, like a roaring lion, come to your door and remind you of the stuff you gave away, you tell him, them cares don't live here no more. They gone. You got to talk to Jesus about that. And I don't know what it did. I don't care what it did with it. As long as I know that he fixed it for me. Amen. Now you ought to feel a heavy load lift up off of you this morning. Because that's what the word want to do. Don't you carry it no more. Because you can't make it. It'll beat you down. It'll make you depressed. It'll make you want to take your life. But when you give it to Jesus, Lord, I done gave it to you now. Lift your head up. Oh, ye gates. Draw your shoulders back. And walk out of here like a child of God. Because if you're bent, the devil can ride you. But if you stand up straight, he can't do but slide off of you. I wish I had a witness. Would you stand with us? There may be someone here, the doors of the church are open, that may be here, that you're carrying this thing around.
First and foremost, you may not be saved. And if you don't know Jesus, Satan's going to beat you every chance he gets. Every chance he gets. You say, I'm too weak, though, Reverend. No, no, no. You just at the right point for the God to say, come on. I got you. I got you. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus, come on down. If you're looking for a church home, you've been everywhere. Searching. Searching and looking. And right now you feel God tugging at your heart. Say, this is a place where you can grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Come on. I lighten up your heavy load.
We hope you are blessed by the podcast. You are tuned into Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week on PrayCharlotte.com. What you have heard the teaching and preaching of Senior Pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church is located at 2901 Oneida Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269, off I-85 and North Graham Street. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday, school, 9:45. Sunday worship service, 11 a.m. Monday, 7 p.m. intercessory prayer. Wednesday, Bible study, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. If you are interested in a CD of this message in its entirety, you can call our church between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 704-599-1433. Again, that's 704-599-1433. Or you can mail your request at P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. That's P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. Or via email at mtvernonpr@bellsouth.net. Again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, tell a friend to go online to PrayCharlotte.com and click on the podcast and enjoy the Word of God. On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Matthew L. Browning, be reminding that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.